For more now on Donald Trump's plain-spoken, shoot-from-the-hip style, we turn to a writer who's been covering Trump for 20 years. In the new book, Trump and Me, Mark Singer recalls his observations and experiences since he first wrote a profile of Donald Trump, the businessman, for The New Yorker in 1996. Mark Singer joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You write in your book that Donald Trump once told you that people, quote, somehow know Trump the celebrity. And I'm wondering if you think that's true today in this way, that despite the now year-long presidential campaign, we know Donald Trump the celebrity, but not really Donald Trump the political, Donald Trump the possible president. In short, we don't necessarily know the real Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't really expose a human personal side if he can avoid it. And I don't think that it's possible even to have a very good read, since he has no core beliefs, obviously, and no ideology to know anything other than that superficial celebrity.
You think this is all intentional, that he doesn't want us to know him well? And I ask because, again, talking about his business dealings, Donald Trump once told you that, quote, whatever complicates the world, the more I do, meaning he likes complication. And then he said, it's always good to do things nice and complicated so no one can figure it out. You think he doesn't want people to know him well?
Well, I think he doesn't want people to know him well for personal reasons, because of his awareness of his deep insecurities. But otherwise, there's not a huge amount of self-awareness there. You know, he told one of his biographers, I don't like to analyze myself. I might not like what I think. So I think that he's hiding something from himself and something from the rest of us. And in terms of this presidential race, I just feel that there's so little actual content. And we know Trump's talking points. We know his bromides that he utters, and that's why I don't suppose there's going to be anything new tonight.
Well, a lot of people will be tuning in tonight to find out who Donald Trump is and learn a little bit more about him, those who are not necessarily deeply familiar with him. You write in your book that all along there have been several Donald Trumps: the knowledgeable builder, the hyperbole addict, the narcissist, the perpetual 17-year-old who lives in the zero-sum world of winners and total losers, of loyal friends and complete scumbags, and the insatiable publicity hound. You know, I think that we certainly could say we've gotten a little bit of all of that since the presidential campaign started. And on this most important night for him so far, the night of his convention speech, which Donald Trump do you think we get? Which one shows up?
Well, you're going to be seeing a Donald Trump who's been scripted. If he's not reading from a teleprompter, I will be stunned. That would be the big surprise of the evening for me. So you're going to get a Donald Trump who's been wound up and, you know, given words to say, I believe. And that's quite different from the description that you just read, because that was really who he was, which is a person with, you know, enormous impulsivity. And we saw that a lot, obviously, during the primaries. That's mostly what we saw. And so I think that it's really two different animals. And we're not going to get to know the one that I observed up close and thought about when I was, you know, spending months writing about him in the late 90s.
One more item in the book, a provocative item that you say that I want to ask before we have to leave each other. You say, quote, I reassure myself that Trump doesn't truly wish to be president. He just doesn't want to lose the election. What makes you believe that?
Oh, I think that the lack of planning, the lack of preparation, the lack of fundraising, the lack of a ground game, all those things. But I think that we've seen ample evidence that he was in this for ego gratification, and because it's an insatiable ego. And he just now he's in a position where, yes, he fears more than anything in life. He dreads being called a loser. And if that happens, that will be very difficult for him to absorb. Who knows what that'll be. But otherwise, I don't think he wants to do the job. He doesn't have the self-discipline to learn. He doesn't have the attention span. And I think he's going to let others, if he miraculously, or maybe now less miraculously, gets elected, I think that there are going to be a lot of other people doing the heavy lifting, not Donald Trump.
Mark Singer, New Yorker writer and author of the new book entitled Trump and Me. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.